Attract the love of your life.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Want to thank each and every one of you for subscribing to us on YouTube and clicking the bell icon, for subscribing to us on iTunes. We absolutely love you, and be sure and check us out on Instagram as well. Attracting the love of your life. You know, love is the nectar of life. It's the absolute sweetest part of being alive. And I personally believe, I think I'm on a mission here. I personally believe that each person deserves to have the love of their life in their life. Now, I don't know whether it's somebody you know, whether it's somebody you don't know, whether it is perhaps somebody that is coming into your life. I always believe in leaving room for the universe to bring you the ultimate, the one that you've been waiting for. If you will follow these 7 steps and not get them confused with all the other stuff that you read and everything else, just stick to these 7 steps. If you'll do that for 28 days, you're going to see amazing results. But more importantly, oh yeah, take a deep breath. It's going to be nice to be in love with the one that you do love. You're going to attract the love of your life. I have absolute no doubt. I'm absolutely certain. I feel absolutely wonderful about the love that is coming into your life. Number 1, be clear about what you desire in a lover. In other words, don't just say, well, I want somebody cute, or I want somebody tall and cute. That doesn't mean anything. There's a lot of people that are tall and cute that are duds that you would be in a relationship with for 3 weeks and hate them. Okay? Do you know what I mean? I want you to be absolutely clear about what you desire in a lover. What kind of person is it? How does she act? How does she treat you? How does she treat other human beings? How does she treat her parents, for God's sakes? If she doesn't treat her parents with respect, why will she ever treat you that way? Does she love animals? Does she love nature? You know, really get very, very clear. And here's the thing. Get a tablet and write it down. And it doesn't have to be done at one time. You may see a beautiful woman who dresses in style, and you may have forgot to put loves to dress in style. So you may go back that evening and write, loves to dress in style, always looks sharp. You may see a guy who is working on his car and he's got his hat on backwards. He's got grease on his hands, but he seems absolutely passionate about fixing his car or fixing your car or whatever he's working on. And you may say, I love his passion. Be absolutely clear about what you desire in a lover. But most importantly, I think this is absolutely critical, you need to write it down. Write it down. Number 2, raise your vibration. Now, what I mean by raise your vibration is, yes, we want you eating clean food, breathing, exercising, thinking positive thoughts, engaged in optimism. But I also want you to focus, and this is the key, I want you to focus on the feeling that you get when you're around the love of your life. What do you feel? Focus on that feeling. I feel warm and fuzzy. I feel sexual like an animal. I feel happy and giggly. Write it down and then go back to those feelings and feel them over and over and over again as you enter the theater of the mind. In other words, as you imagine that person in your life. Attach your imagination with those wonderful feelings. That's really how you raise your vibration in a love situation. Hey, by the way, little secret. If you're already married and you're in a committed relationship, you can begin doing that now, and you're going to be absolutely amazed at how it affects your marriage in such a positive way. Okay, number three, are you ready? Stop waiting. I'm just waiting for him to call me. I'm just waiting for her to show up. I'm just waiting for it to happen. You know, I've been doing affirmations for so long, Robert, and I'm just waiting now. Stop waiting. Start living. Stop waiting. Start living. You know, I was working with a client this morning, and I said, "What are you focused on right now?" She said, "I'm focused on me. I'm focused on feeling good. I'm focused on feeling happy." Focus on yourself. Stop waiting. When you wait, you slow down. You choke the energy, and everything slows down. And so this whole waiting game, it doesn't work. It gives you the opposite of what you desire, because now you're attracting more waiting. So stop waiting. Start living. Focus on yourself. Focus on your body. Focus on your mind. Focus on your spirit. Focus on being happy. Okay? Just let this energy flow. Let it flow. You've been clear about what you desire in a lover. You've focused on raising your vibe. Now stop waiting and let it flow. Number four, align yourself with the kind of person you desire. So I always ask myself this question. Here's what I would ask. If I have defined the person that I desire in my life, what is it likely that this person is going to desire in me? Ah, did you think about that one? In other words, this person loves to go to the gym 6 days a week and work out like an animal, and I like to go to the donut shop and eat like an animal. So, you know, there's a disalignment there. You want to be in alignment with the person that you are attracting into your life. So understand and define who this person is. Understand what their desires are in you, and then become it. You have the ability to become anything you desire. You were put here on earth to be a co-creator of your reality. There is nothing beyond your ability to do, to think, or become.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Be worthy, number five. Be worthy of incredible love. I am worthy of incredible love. I feel worthy of incredible love. Incredible love is pouring through my life this very moment. I love the feeling of love. You see what I'm doing? I'm putting myself in alignment with love. And I'm reminding myself that no matter what, I'm worthy of this person, and I'm worthy of receiving love from this individual. Number six, attracting love is easy. Oh, I know you don't believe that. And that's why it continues to be difficult. If you believe that attracting the love of your life is difficult, it will be difficult. If you believe it will take you forever, it will take you forever. If you believe it is a challenge, it will be a challenge. But if you believe it's easy, that it's flowing, that it's already present, if you believe it's easy, it becomes easy. You see, we create what we believe. I'm going to repeat that. We create whatever we believe. I love that affirmation. Love is easy. Love is in my life and it flows to me easily. Number 7, fall in love with the moment. Get excited about the moment. I have so many clients that will call me and say, Robert, I'm worried about this. And what about that? And what if he does this? And what if he's just using me? And what if she's not telling me the truth? And what if she's dating some? Fall. Oh, take a deep breath, man. That's got me knocked out. Fall in love with the moment. Together, we are experiencing love. We're sharing a glass of wine. We have beautiful atmosphere. We're looking into each other's eyes. I only want to experience this moment, because the second I take my mind and put it somewhere else and think about something else, I've lost this moment. I've lost this vibration. I've lost this energy. Focus on the moment. If you focus on enough moments and they are intense and joyful and loving and caring, then everything else will take care of itself. But I have to emphasize that. Everything else will fall into place. I have no doubts. I'm absolutely certain. I'm absolutely certain that if you will write these 7 steps down and you will follow them, I have no doubt. I'm completely certain you're going to attract the love of your life. I'm excited for you. And by the way, Rachel and I love to attend weddings. Julian has to come too. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.